the major generals. It was their job to take righteousness out into the shires, the Protestant Taliban on horseback, muffle the bell ringers, snoop on the alehouses, lock up the fornicators, cancel Christmas. John Evelyn, ardent royalist and gentleman of letters, who grudgingly endured the Leviathan of the Cromwellian state, was one of countless people who found themselves on the short end of the general's bullying.
I went with my wife to London to celebrate Christmas Day, Mr. Gunning preaching in Exeter Chapel. As he was giving us the Holy Sacrament, the chapel was surrounded by soldiers. All the communicants and assembly surprised and kept prisoner by them, some in the house, others carried away.
It was a public relations disaster for the Protectorate. The prudent Cromwell reasserted himself over the pious, and he got rid of the major generals in a hurry. There were some places, though, where the two instincts worked together and changed Britain as a result. And this is one of them, the synagogue of Bevis Marks in London.